The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now for a three charts in 3 minutes-ish is the female with the Fibonacci's, the Duchess of the Chart, the lady with the technicals. It's Nicola Duke. Hello, Nick.
Hello, yes. Good morning.
And I'll try and stretch out your introduction to last about 3 minutes, and then there's no chance of us getting this three charts in 3 minutes. Just keep going on, and but the thing is, you'd have to live up to it then, Nick. You have to come in with a yes, here I am, ladies and gentlemen.
Watch out, I don't, charge you by the minute.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's get to the charts. The first one is HZM. I do hold stock here. I've written a blog on them. Got a cracking nickel asset, one of the biggest in the world in Brazil. They're going to be taking through to production end of 2019, 2020 there. And it's been trying to break through that 3 pence resistance level. And it did yesterday. Nice pop-up. What do you reckon, though, the chart, longer term?
Very nice pop-up through that. It's 2.95. I've got as the resistance. We kept poking above it, and we're well above it now. We've got some interim resistance at 3.3, but the first upside target for this one is 3.8. At 3.8, we've got those 2009 lows, and we've also got the 200-week moving average, which I think is going to be a little bit of trouble. What we may see there is it will dip back, and we'll then retest that 3 or 2.95 level for support, perhaps, before continuing higher. Anyway, any daily or weekly close above sort of 3.9 and above that 200-week moving average would be really positive. But this one looks good.
Yeah, I think it's a year of news for this company as well, so hopefully the news will take it forward. Next one is also one I've just written a blog on, which I think you should look at for your next trade on AIM stocks. It's called Savanna Petroleum. Now, they raised $40 million, all right, at 38 pence. We're now below that. They have some phenomenal assets, oil assets, in Nigeria, which has had huge amount of exploration tests and 3D, 2D seismic over it. And the previous operator in this area had a success rate of 75%. Now, if they have that success rate, we're talking mega, mega re-rate on this share price, all right? But even if they have a sort of 10% chance of success over the resources, still a massive chance of a re-rate. So the odds here are looking very good, and I quite like this chart, because it's like a little wedge, isn't it? Forming a little wedge. Can you see it?
It is forming a little wedge. And so, what I like about these wedges is you can use Fibonacci to say approximately where the next target point in our wedge is, and for me that's 41.60 to 42. I think that's for sure where we're going next. At the moment, though, if you look at the decline from July, mm-hmm. we are held at the 50% retracement of that, which is at 31.65, and so if we're going to keep going lower, we won't get above that. We haven't managed to close above it. A daily close above 31.65 would be a positive sign. And I kind of like it. I like how since January, we've been bunching up really tightly on the RSI and in price. We've bunched up with the moving averages. You normally see that before a big move. So this one, hopefully it'll be to the upside. Looks good for it.
Marvellous. And the next one, I had a couple of people say, can you look at Vast Resources? So they're looking at the last few weeks, I suppose, haven't they? They popped above the 200-day moving average there a few weeks back there. So what do you reckon, Nick, on Vast? Where's the upside? Where's the resistance here? Because it's really motoring, isn't it?
Okay, so the resistance in here was those February 2015 lows at 0.555. And what's happened today is we've blasted through it. It looks good. The Fibonacci resistance I had in this was a little bit higher at 0.617, and that was the opening price today. So as long as we close above 0.617 and we hold the gap open, I think this one looks really good. First resistance, though, is 666, but this, the way it's blasted through looks really good. I mean, it's very overbought. But it's been, you know, holding sort of overbought really since the end of December, since we broke above the 200 day, you know, and these stocks, remember, can stay overbought, especially AIM, can stay overbought for quite a long time. If we hold above 0.617, our first target is 0.937.
Yes, a blast from the vast.
A blast so, from the vast.
So I did there, yeah. I quite like that gap up today. It looks quite positive, that, doesn't it? Anyway, lovely, Nick. Send me the charts there.
A breakaway gap.
Yeah.
If people want to Google it in technical analysis, a breakaway gap is very bullish.
Okay, cool. Nick, if you send me the charts there, I'll put them on the company's pages at Vox and also at the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Cheers, Nick. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.